Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast for Wednesday morning, March 18th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Blue Lagoon's milling partner has processed 3,000 tons of Dome Mountain material, producing over 210 tons of gold and silver concentrate. Blue Lagoon Resources Inc.'s milling partner, Nicola Mining Inc., has processed 3,000 tons of Dome Mountain material, yielding over 210 tons of gold and silver concentrate. With a 93.4% gold recovery rate, the concentrate is ready for sale and shipment to Ocean Partners. The mill's improved handling capacity ensures ongoing production, as nearly 1,828 tons of unprocessed material remain at the facility.
New urban planning. Michael Scheer on distributed networks for Texas. Michael Scheer from Strategic Office Networks reveals a groundbreaking urban planning strategy on the Building Texas show. He advocates for distributed office networks to ease congestion and enhance quality of life in Central Texas. Scheer's innovative approach aims to transform traditional high-rise offices into smaller suburban buildings, bringing work closer to home. This forward-thinking model integrates advanced technology for a resilient and sustainable future.
Investor News breaks: Re-L Alloys, Inc., highlighted as rare earth supply chain rebuild gains urgency. Re-L Alloys, Inc. was highlighted in a market commentary by oilprice.com, discussing China's rare earth metallization control and its impact on global technology supply chains. The report emphasized Re-L Alloys' efforts to rebuild North American metallization capacity, crucial for industries like electric vehicles and AI. The commentary also noted the U.S. government's focus on domestic supply chain rebuilding through contracts and financing initiatives.
Mining News breaks: Lafleur Minerals, Inc. featured in Mining News Wire editorial on gold market trends. Lafleur Minerals, Inc. was recently featured in a Mining News Wire editorial discussing the impact of rising gold prices on new mine development. The editorial highlighted Lafleur Minerals' progress in Kwok's Abitibi Gold Belt, including a favorable preliminary economic assessment for the Swanson Gold Project and ongoing refurbishment of the Beacon Gold Mill as it moves towards potential production.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.